awesome. He's incredible. And we'll see if he scratches my back tomorrow night. All right. Joshua chapter 24 this evening. We appreciate you being here on a Tuesday night. It's hard to believe it's Tuesday already. It just goes by so fast. And you know, when it goes by fast, that means it's good. And I've been some places where I preached for a month one week and just seemed like it never would come to an end. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the liberty that I feel behind the pulpit. And I've been in this thing long enough to realize that the liberty that I feel behind the pulpit is in direct relation to the man of God that stands behind that pulpit week after week after week. And so I appreciate the man of God that God gave to you. And I trust you appreciate him as well. You know, being in that position, sometimes you got to make some tough decisions and calls and just do your best to follow God. And I know this, he's got a heart for God and the things of God. And you do well just to get in with him. Amen. I've had people say, well, I'm behind you, preacher. And I always say, I don't want that. I've got scars on my back from people behind me. I want you with me, you know. And so let him know you're with him. And he and his dear wife as well. Looking forward. I'm so thankful what God's done and looking forward what God's going to continue to do within this area. Joshua chapter number 24. We had a great day again today. But I tell you, you're blessed just to wake up in the morning and the sights that you see. I trust you don't take that for granted. You know, what you're able to see every day, it's just beautiful, beautiful. It's a little better than cornfields and bean fields. Just a little better. And just a little. Joshua chapter 24, we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. We'll read down through verse number 15, which we're all familiar with. But begin in verse 1. If you find it, let's stand together as we read the scriptures, if you will. And if you're not able to stand, that's fine. You remain seated. No one will think any different. But if you are able and willing to stand with us as we read the scriptures this evening. Joshua chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. The Bible said, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads and for their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came into the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen under the Red Sea. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you in the land of the Amorites, which dwell on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land. And I destroyed them before you, from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel and sinned and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan, came into Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you. The Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, again, we thank you for the privilege we have to be gathered in your house this evening. Thank you, dear God, for the good day that we've enjoyed, the good day of fellowship and the food you blessed us with. And God, we thank you for the fellowship this evening and the meal tonight and those that have gathered together on a Tuesday night. And Father, you know the need in every heart tonight. So I pray you'd help us. God, I pray you give us words that would meet needs tonight that we're not even aware of. God, I pray your people would listen on purpose. Do that work only you can. And God, once again, we've been asking and we continue to ask, we might be a help, we might be a blessing to the dear man of God, his precious wife, their family, and to the church folk here that you've given to them. Meet with us tonight. And I promise we'll take time yet this evening, give you the praise for what you do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated this evening. Joshua's called together the heads of the tribes of Israel. Matter of fact, Joshua is an old man at this point. He's at the end of his life. Matter of fact, you'll find later on as you're reading this chapter, just a few verses from where we stop, that Joshua will be dying. So his life has come to an end. He's an old man, and he calls the tribes of Israel together, and he reminds them of how good God has been to them. He gives them a little history lesson and tells all the good things that God has done within their life. And by the way, God has been good to us. He is a good God. And we can spend hours tonight, each of us, talk about all the things that God has done within our life. And the things that God did in our life, even to bring us to Him. And then all the things He's done since we've come to know Him. And He reminds them of all the good things that God has done. And then he, in verse number 14, he says, "Now therefore, because God has been so good, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the strange gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." He said, God's been good to you, and he just reminds him of all the good things God has done. Now, he said, now because of all this, he said, you ought to serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Of course, that word sincerity means without hypocrisy, that this is a real thing. And to serve Him in truth means basically doing it His way, the way that He wants. You know, there is a way that man has that doesn't line up with the way that God has. And His ways aren't our ways. And I remember a man one time talking to me. He said he went to this church. He said, man, there were thousands of people there. And he said, you know, the thing is, he said, everybody just worship God in their own way. Well, there's a problem with that. You don't worship God your way. You worship God His way. You don't get saved your way. You get saved His way. And you don't worship Him your way. You worship Him His way. It's all about doing things God's way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He said His ways aren't our ways and His thoughts aren't our thoughts. We try to bring God down to our level. No. We need to do things His way. And so He said, because God has been so good to you, serve Him. And serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the strange gods that your father served. He's saying, let's knock off the foolishness and the sin that's within our lives and the gods that were served in Egypt and serve the Lord. Then in verse number 15, that famous verse, he says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. The word evil that's placed here means this. If it seems like it's just, if it seems unjust, if it seems unreasonable, if it seems inconvenient, if you think that God, when He asks you to serve Him with everything you've got, if you think that's inconvenient, if that's going to interfere with your plans, if you think it's unjust, if you think God is asking too much of you, by the way, we are bought with a price and we're not our own. We had one of the young men started to preach in our ministry. We let him get up and preach every so often, some 5-minute messages or something. And he got up and he read that text. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. And he said, I want to preach on this subject. Did God get everything He paid for? Amen. Yeah. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. If it seems inconvenient, if it seems unjust, if you think that God is asking too much of you, that you're serving with everything you've got, then he said, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your father served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he instructs them to choose this day whom we will serve. And many people have that verse within their wall, or at least portions of it. They've got the first part, choose this day whom you will serve. And then they've got the latter part, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And it's a wonderful verse. We all know it. Like I say, probably several have the verse hanging somewhere within your house. Probably right next to Malachi 3 about bringing all the tithes of the storehouse. That's another one that's hanging on your wall, I'm sure. But we all are familiar with the verse. And he choose them, choose this day whom they will serve. And really, I think a lot of times we've missed, really, Joshua's message that he lays down. We a lot of times look at this. He's made his famous speech here. And we put the emphasis on choosing now. Choose this day. Make a choice on this day. And certainly there is an importance on choosing the right things on this day. I've said often, your life is not made up of dreams that you dream, but of choices that you make. And we're free to make our choices, but we don't get to choose the consequences. So the best thing to do is make the choices that have the best consequences. And they said, choose you this day. And we put the emphasis. And truly, if you're not saved, it is important that you get saved today. And if you're not right, it is important that you get right today. And if there's sin, it is important that you get that taken care of today. And the term this day is found in the Bible 323 times. We're going to look at each one of them tonight. I'm just kidding. But it says, choose you this day. And I want to speak on the subject, did you choose this day to serve the Lord? The text is not merely instructing the people to make a choice on this day. Joshua's an old man. He's not just now coming around and saying, I'm going to choose today to serve the Lord. He's been serving the Lord for a long time. The emphasis is not that you make a choice on this day, but the emphasis is that you make a choice for this day. What are you going to do with this day? Choose you this day to serve the Lord. This thing really is a day-by-day thing. Paul said, I die daily. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Give us this day our daily bread. And he's saying, choose you this day whom you serve. Who are you going to serve on this day? From the day I was born, November 25th, 19, until the day that I die, you say, well, what year were you born? 19, none of your business. Until the day that I die, there's several 24-hour days in that period. From the day I got saved, November 5th, 1978, I was 2 years old. I was 22 years old. And from the day that I got saved until the day that I go to heaven, there's many 24-hour period days. And every day that God gives to me is a 24-hour period that I can never get back again. I'm going to wake up in the morning, Lord willing, and in the morning I've got a 24-hour day that lies ahead of me. And it's a 24-hour period that I'll never get back again. And it's not just a matter of choosing. It's not just a matter of one day that I chose, I'm going to serve the Lord. It's a matter of every day making a choice. I choose to serve him today. Choose you this day whom you will serve. I mean, what are you going to do with this day? I not only choose to serve him one day, but it's a matter of choosing each day to serve the Lord. And I think many Christians fail in their Christian walk because one day maybe they made a choice to serve the Lord. But if we don't make that choice every day, we'll find ourselves drifting away from God. And those that at one point chose to serve the Lord find themselves in a mess because they didn't choose to do that on every day. Joshua's an old man. He's not just now saying, I think I'll choose to serve. No. But he's saying, I've got another day. May not have many days left, but on this day, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Backsliding doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And it's because we fail to choose each day to serve the Lord. If it seems evil to you, if it seems inconvenient, if you think when the preacher gets up and talks about living for God and living a holy life and giving God everything, if you think that God is asking, after all Jesus did for you, if you think that God is asking too much that you serve him, Joshua's saying, then what are you going to do with this day? Yeah, that's right. If you think he's asking too much, choose this day whom you will serve. And really he lays out three choices here. He said you could serve the gods of your fathers on the other side of the flood. And he's talking about, if you look at the first couple of verses, back when Abraham and Terah, his father, were, he says, on the other side of the flood, they served other gods. He's talking about before they ever knew Christ, before they ever knew God, when they were living the life of a lost man. Hey, if you're not going to serve Christ, what are you going to do with your life? You're just going to live like a lost person? You're just going to do what you want to do and go through the day like there is no God? I mean, you think he's asking too much? What are you going to do with your life? Just live it like a lost person? Or he said, serve the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. He's talking about when they come in that land, he warned against intermarrying and mingling with them. This is the picture of those that want to be half in and half out. This is a picture of those that when they get around church folk, they know how to talk and how to live. But when they get around the world, they pick up on that language and know how to talk and how to live as well. This individual is just 1 foot in, 1 foot out, just kind of a half-hearted Christian. And Joshua said, oh, okay, if you think God is asking too much, what are you going to do? Hey, in the morning, you've got a 24-hour period. You've got a day tomorrow. What are you going to do with that day? Are you just going to live like a lost man? Are you just going to be half in and half out, half-hearted Christian? Joshua said, if you think God is asking too much, you know, choose you what you're going to do. But as for me and my house, Joshua, I've got news. We're going to choose to serve the Lord because, hey, this is a good life serving him. Yeah. Choose you this day whom you will serve. They responded. Look down verse 15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. With the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Oh, that's what Joshua said. Hey, choose to this day. Not just a choice made on this day, but choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Whether you're going to live like a lost man, you're going to be half in, half hearted, half out, or whether you're going to choose to serve the Lord on this day. And they responded, said, boy, God forbid that we should forsake him. He has been good to us. He's the one that brought us out. He's the one that saved our soul. He has been good to us. We're going to serve him. And so they're responding by saying, and by the way, if I was to ask you tonight, how many of you believe we ought to serve the Lord? Everyone, would you raise your hand? If I was asked you that, how many make the decision? I'm going to serve him. Probably most of you, if not all, would raise your hand. That's what I want to do. I want to serve him. Look at Joshua's response, verse 19. Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord God. You cannot serve the Lord. For he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, and he will turn into your herd and consume you after that he hath done you good. Joshua's saying this. No. He said, you don't understand. He said, this is serious business. It's just not just a matter of with your lips saying, I'm going to serve him. He said, God is looking for somebody who's going to put their heart in this thing. This is serious. This is serious business. You got to be serious about this. And then he lists four things. If you know, when I wake up in the morning, I've got a choice to make with what I'm going to do on that day. I say often, I'm 24 hours away from blowing everything. And if I don't choose tomorrow to serve him, if it's not a choice that I make when I get up in the morning to say, dear God, I choose this day to serve you. This is the day I'm going to spend my life serving you. It's a choice that I make for this day. If I don't do that, it's hard telling. It's hard telling what direction I might find myself going. Because we're all made of the same flesh. And so I've got to consciously make that decision when I get up in the morning. And there's four things that are required if we're really going to serve him on this day. Let me look at these tonight. Look with me, if you would, verse number 22. The Bible said, verse 21, the people said to Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And so he answers, okay, verse number 22. And Joshua said to the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. The first thing is, it's a day of purpose. They said, no, we're going to serve him. He said, all right, you're witnesses. You have purposed that this day is a day of serving him. Now here's the thing, Daniel, you read the book of Daniel, and Daniel purposed in his heart. And then everything Daniel did after that was on purpose because of what he had purposed. So to get up in the morning and say, I purpose this morning, this is the day I'm going to serve him. Then everything I do after that is on purpose because of what I purposed in my heart. On purpose, I'm going to serve him. You know, this doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't just fall together. You don't find time to read your Bible. You don't find time to pray. Now, there's 1,000 things going on every day in your mind in all kinds of directions and things you get involved in. And if you don't purpose to serve him, and then everything you do after that is on purpose because you purpose this 24-hour day, there's some things I cannot do today because this is a day I have chosen to serve him. And there's some things I must do today because this is a day that I have chosen to serve him. Did you choose this day to serve the Lord? So it's a purpose. This is a purpose. He said, your witness is against yourself that ye have chosen. And they said, yes, we have chosen. We have purpose that this is a day of serving him. That's where you ought to start tomorrow morning.
Yeah, amen.
That's where you ought to start every day. Then there's the second thing. Look at verse number 23. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you. The second thing, if I've chosen this day to serve the Lord, then this is a day of purity. He said, put away the strange gods. There's some things I cannot do today because I have chosen this day to serve him. I can't have a cigarette today. You say, do you want one? I pastor people. Sometimes I want one. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Somebody said, I had a cough a while back. Somebody said, well, you need a hot toddy. I said, what's a hot toddy? He said, whiskey and lemon. I said, I don't like lemon. You know, so anyway, just teasing. Hey, No. Smoking, I'll tell you, I feel for those that smoke. That was one of the biggest battles I had in my Christian life. When I got saved, it seemed like every time I went to church, the preacher preached on smoking. And he'd point at me. Everybody would turn and look at me. He did everything but call me by name. And he come that close, I think, sometimes. That's where I felt anyway, when I sat there. And I never would bring the cigarettes in the church because I didn't feel they were right, so they were always out in my glove box. I tell him, I put these in the glove box. I'm not going to take them in church. And so since that time, I just go in the parking lot, look through people's glove boxes, see what they have out there. No, I know. What God would do in my heart, we'd get in the car, we'd be driving home, and I'd tell my wife, I said, give me those cigarettes. And she'd give them to me. I'd roll the window down. I'd fling them out. I said, that's it, no more. I said, give me that lighter. And I'd throw it, that's it, no more. Throw them out. And the next day I'm driving by, I said, now where'd I throw them things out at? You know, man, I go back to church. He'd hit it again. Every time I went to church, I finally got victory over it about 2 weeks ago. And finally got victory over it. I went to church. I was just waiting for the preacher to preach on smoking. I was going to jump up and say, amen, preacher. You tell him. You tell him. He never mentioned it. Never mentioned it. I went back and listened to the messages he preached before. He very seldom mentioned it then either. But when I sat there in church, it was God speaking to my heart. Even if he didn't mention it, God did mention it. When people come to me, when people say things like, well, the preacher, all he preaches is on tithing. No, that's just your issue.
How about that?
Well, all he preaches on is it. No, that's your issue. Yeah. But it's a day of purity. I can't have a cigarette today because I chose this day to serve him. I can't drink liquor today. Nope. Because I chose this day to serve him. I can't look at things on the internet today that I ought not be looking at. No, because I chose this day to serve him. I can't do that today. Yeah. There's some places I can't go today because I chose this day to serve him. There's some things I just can't get involved in today. I can't get involved in gossip today. Not today, because this is a day of purity, because I chose this day to serve him, and I can't get involved in that. I can't get involved. I can't get involved in a lot of things that are going. No, not today. I can't do that today because I chose this day to serve him. I can't get involved in some improper. No, because this is the day I chose to serve him. And so I've got to put away the strange gods. I can't do those things on this day because I chose this day to serve him.
Amen.
So this has got to be a day of purity. Yeah, striving to keep myself clean, to keep myself right. Because I chose this day to serve him. It's also got to be a day of prospering. Look down with me, if you would, in verse number 23. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. A day of prospering. What do you mean? I chose this day to serve him. So this is a day that I want him to speak to my heart. I want to grow in my Christian life. I want to incline my heart. We talked about incline the other night, how God inclines to the prayers of his people. He leans forward when we pray. I want to incline my heart. I want to lean my heart towards him. His voice I want to hear and obey. That means this. I chose this. There's some things I cannot do today because I chose this day to serve the Lord. And there's some things I must do today because I chose this day to serve. That means this. I do have time for my Bible today. Because I chose this day to serve him. So I've got to spend some time in my Bible. And incline my heart to him. God, this is the day I chose to serve you. I want to be drawn closer to you. I don't want to just say I've read. No. Somebody said one time, well, how much of the Bible do you think that you ought to read? You know, in devotion time, I always say, just read till God speaks to you. Now, there's different times. There's a regular Bible reading time that I may have. There's a devotion time that I have. There's a study time that I have. But when it comes to devotion, just read till God speaks to you. If you read one verse and God speaks, just stop. Meditate on that thing. Let that thing seek in. Let him speak to you. If you have to read three chapters before he speaks to you, read three chapters. But and if it seems like, just stop and say, dear God, I don't want to just read this out of habit or routine. I want you to speak to my heart. I want to incline my heart to you. I want you to show me something in your word. Make this thing live. Speak to my heart. And I'm determined that I'll hear his voice, and his voice will I obey. This is a day of prospering. This is a day of growing in my Christian life because I chose this day to serve him. So I've got time for Bible. When he speaks to my heart, I'm determined. God, whatever you say, I'm going to obey you. Because this is the day I've chosen to serve you. So whatever you say, I'm going to obey you. When I come to the house of God, Sunday morning, I get up and say, dear God, I choose this day to serve you. So guess where I am Sunday morning come church time? Amen. I'm in the house of God. Guess where I am Sunday night? I'm in the house. Why? Because I chose this day to serve him. And I'm inclining my heart to him. And I want him to speak to me. Whatever he says, I want to obey it. This is a day of prospering. It means I do have time for prayer today because I chose this day to serve him. So I must spend some time in prayer because this is the day I chose to serve him. Amen. Yeah. It's walking with him and a day of prospering, growing. It's a day of growing. It's a day of learning. It's a day of yielding myself to him. I'll give myself a quiz every so often. You know, spirituality is not just a plateau that you get at. Spirituality is a condition of your heart. And I give myself a quiz once in a while. What's the last thing God spoke to my heart about? What's the last truth I've learned from the Bible? What's the last thing I was convicted about? What's the last prayer that I had answered that I knew it was a prayer that I made that no one else might even known of, but I knew that God heard and God answered. And if it's been a while on those things, I begin to give myself a check. If it's been a while since I've seen something or learned something, I had a guy the other day tell me, so I've been in this thing a long time. I'm too old to learn it. No, I don't want to ever get to the point that I say that I'm too old to learn anything. I always want God to speak to my heart. And if there's things I've looked at one way my whole life and I see it different in the Bible, I want to be willing to say, God, you're right, I'm wrong. This is what I need to do. Yeah. Yeah, this is a day of prospering in my Christian life. This is a day of growing because I chose this day to serve him. Inclining my heart, obeying his voice. Then could I say this? It's also then a day of preparation. You see what I mean? Verse number 25, Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua kind of set up, if you would, a little statue as such. And Joshua said, you've chosen that you're going to serve the Lord. And this is a reminder that every day, here's what, when I get up in the morning to say, dear God, I choose this day to serve you. And I purpose that. So everything I do after that has got to be on purpose because of that choice. And so it's a day of purity. There's some things I just can't do today. I mean, there's some things my flesh would say, and I can't do that. No, because I chose this day to serve him, so I can't do that on this day. And I, time may feel, no, but I've got to spend some time in my Bible, and I've got to spend some time in prayer, and I've got to allow God because I chose this day to serve him. And then at the end of the day, it's a day of preparation, the end of the day to say, dear God, please help me to make this choice again tomorrow morning. Amen. And Joshua said he set that up. Matter of fact, look with me. It's preparing to do it every day. Look at verse number 29. It came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Then they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Lord. Notice this. All the days of Joshua. Each and every day. All the days of Joshua. And all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. This thing of serving the Lord is not really a tough thing. It really is just choosing this day to serve him. And so because I chose this day to serve him, there's some things I can't do. There's some things I must do. Amen. And then at the end of the day, to prepare to do this again tomorrow. Because any day that goes by that I don't purposefully choose to serve him, I have opened myself up to the enemy.
How about that?
Yeah. Just 24 hours away from blowing it all. Somebody said, how do you keep doing this for 40 years? It's just one day. I didn't sit down one day and say, oh dear God, I'm going to serve you for 40 years. No, I just said, I choose this day. Yeah. Now, if you think God is asking too much of you, if this seems evil to you, if you think it's unreasonable, if it's inconvenient, if God's will for your life is an inconvenience for what you want to do, then choose you this day whom you will serve. What are you going to do with tomorrow? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's really not tough. It's just day by day. Father, thank you again for the night you've given to us. Thank you for your Bible. What a book, what a book, what a book. I know I say that a lot. I just don't know what else to say. It's just an amazing, amazing book. Father, help us to choose this day to serve you. When the sun comes up in the morning, the first thing we do, fall out from beside our bed, look to heaven and say, dear God, I choose this day to serve you. Then we purpose to do that. Help us that everything we do after that is on purpose because of what we purposed in our heart. And so there's things we can't do on that day because we chose to serve you. And we've got to put away the strange gods. And there's some things we must do because we've chosen to serve you, to incline our heart to you, to spend time in your word and prayer, and walk with you and talk with you. And then, dear God, at the end of the day, just to prepare to do it again. Help us to do this day after day. Father, speak to all of our hearts tonight. We'll thank you for all you do. Heads bowed.